And finally today, the Grammys are tonight, and if you decide to watch, you'll see what the industry considers the biggest names in music. Instead of talking about that, though, we decided to focus on one of the freshest names in music. She's been described as hypnotic, transcendent, and very smart. Her name is No Name. And I am afraid of the dark, blue and the white. Badges and pistols rejoice in the night. And we watch the news, and we see him die. Tonight, tonight, the night, the night, his baby said goodbye. Roses in a row, teddy bear outside, bullet down the right. Born Fatima Warner, No Name first got mainstream attention when she appeared on Chance the Rapper's mixtape Acid Rap, following the success of her self-released 2016 mixtape Telephone. No Name used the proceeds from that record to fund her debut studio album Room 25, which was one of the most critically acclaimed records of 2018, noted for its sharp commentary on race, identity, sex, and politics. No Name is currently in the middle of a tour, but we managed to catch her on a short break, and she's with us now from NPR West in Culver City, California. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Oh, we are so excited to have you, Ms. Warner, Fatima, No Name.
Fatima.
Well, why No Name, if you don't mind my asking?
I wanted to come up with a really cool rap name when I was like 18, and I couldn't think of anything I thought was clever enough. So I started going by No Name, and then it kind of became this very corny way for me to view my identity as this nomadic, weird avant-garde person who is off the grid, who can be anything and nothing all at once.
Mm. Well, tell me a little bit more about the journey so far. You're from Chicago. Mm-hmm. I understand you started as a poet.
I did, yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about the transition to rap. Like, how did it present itself to you? Did you start to hear it in your head, or how did that...
No, I just got exposed to other types of art. I didn't really grow up listening to a lot of hip-hop. I listened to some things. Like, I listened to Kanye just because of Chicago, but I grew up with my grandparents, so I ended up listening to a lot of what they listened to. But doing poetry in Chicago, I was able to go to a lot of different open mics and meet a lot of other musicians and other people who are artistic and expressed through different mediums. So I met Chance and a lot of other people who ended up influencing me and helping me grow artistically and expand outside of just poetry.
You have a short film set to one of your songs. It's called Blaxploitation. We're going to hear it in a little bit. And I was reading some of the comments, which can sometimes be dangerous because, as you know, some of the comments on YouTube can be less than kind and intelligent. But a lot of the comments on yours said some similar things, which is, I had no idea what to expect, but I love it. And I wondered...
Interesting.
How do you feel about that? I mean, I know that artists, especially you, hate to be labeled and you hate the categories, but how would you describe yourself?
I think I'm like a young Black 20-something who's trying to like explore their identity through music and other things. And I'm trying to be as honest as possible also. I think I don't know entirely how to describe myself. I feel like that's why my music is kind of all over the place sometimes, but
also your style is so interesting too, because your style, I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, I don't know how to describe it either. I'm just a weirdo.
No, not at all. Well, why don't we stop talking about it? Why don't we play some, and then people can hear for themselves what we're talking about here. Let's play Blaxploitation. We're gonna play a little bit. This is from your album Room 25. Here it is. Penny proud, penny petty, pissing on petty to poop. Only the news I hoop. Trade my life for cartoon dance, monkey dance. Cathedral gon' fit me good tonight. Eating Chick-fil-A in the shadows, that tastes like hypocrite. Yummy, tasty, yummy, tasty. Waffle for my empathy, but she's just really lazy. Maybe I'm not hypocrite, maybe I'm hypochondriac. I'm struggling to simmer down, maybe I'm an insomnia black. Fast sleep triggered by bad government. But I think peace and the rats are on the new age covenant. If you really think I'm cooking crack and pass me the oven, Miss Captain, watch a little big girl crunch and wonder how everything happened. This song is also the first one that you've made a video for, if I have that right. I was curious why you chose this one. And describe the video for us, for people who haven't had a chance to see it. So
it's kind of like in the style of Godzilla, but instead of there being this huge, obscene creature terrorizing a town, it's this little baby, and he's going around and he's destroying the city. But it's showing like a take on how I think white America sometimes views Black people. It's almost this unrealistic fear of black people or people of color or what you don't know. But by the end of it, it pulls out and it shows it's just a baby in a like a playground.
Yeah, antsy, political, mythical in the picture. Your bridges move to wicker. Your mammy stay on the south side. She paid to clean your house, power pine saw, baby. She the scrub sub lady. She that naked bitch in videos, a drunk club lady. Immortalize all 80s. I mean, she real, real nasty. Get the hot sauce on her purse, she be real, real blacky, just like a Hillary Clinton. Masquerade of the system. Who chicken bone, watermelon, traded hoodie for hipster, infatuated the minstrel.
As I mentioned in the introduction, you used the proceeds from your first record to pay for this latest album. I think many people might remember that Chance the Rapper also declined to sign to a record label, choosing to function as an independent artist. Why is that so important to you?
I think it's important because it's possible and it's doable, and I think ownership is in terms of just maintaining your integrity and how I feel as a woman of color. I just don't want my art to be owned by a white man. But I wish it were more nuanced than just me being stubborn in my own fight the man mentality. But for me, that's really what it boils down to. You know, if Jay-Z's trying to hit my line, I might go. No, I'm just joking. But no, I personally like the role of an entrepreneur. Like, I grew up in that framework because my mother owned her own bookstore, my grandparents owned their own landscaping company. I guess I approach everything with a very like entrepreneur spirit and mentality. Even though it's a lot of work and I have a very, very slow rising career, very slow, but I'm grateful for it because I've learned so much about myself through owning my own business, you know?
Only worldly possession I have is life. Only room that I died in was 25. What's an eye for an eye when won't love you back? And medicine's overtaxed. No name look like you. No name for private corporations to send emails to. Cause when we walk into heaven, nobody's name gonna exist. It's boundless movement for joy, nakedness, radiance.
Since we're speaking to you on the day of the Grammys, is there any part of you that feels like you're missing out? Is it like, I'd like to be invited to the party even if I don't want to go?
To the Grammys?
Yeah.
No, I don't feel like I'm missing out. I don't know. I've been thinking about it a lot, the Grammys, and just the system of judging art and critiquing music. Some part of me still craves it, like, just because it's what we've taught ourselves is validation. But I think I'm okay. I think I just am wanting to make better content and to just keep growing artistically.
You know, I've been thinking a lot about that too, just because this whole question of what it is that we value, what is it that the industry broadly defined promotes, is something that I think a lot of people have been talking about. I mean, I'm thinking, you know, this has been a big year for female rappers. I'm thinking Cardi B, I'm thinking about you, Lizzo.
It's been a great year for female rappers. It's been crazy.
And I was going to ask you, what does it look like from your point of view?
It looks amazing to me. I feel like this is probably like one of the best times in hip hop for women. Right now, we have such a beautiful variety of artists, and there's like this very communal spirit between everyone. At least the women that I've met or talked to through social media, everyone is very supportive of everyone. And I also think that people's perspectives about women have changed, and people are interested in women's opinions about things and the type of content and ideas that come from women. So I'm really excited to see what the future has for these new artists coming up, too.
You mentioned that you're all very supportive of each other. It's interesting because the rap beef is so much a part of the culture.
Well, that's
you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's almost like a its own thing. Is that...
Yeah, aside from Nicki and Cardi, like, I can't really speak to that level of it, but everyone who I've communicated with is very nice and sweet. But it is... I think they keep that sort of beef publicized, whatever, because it's a part of hip-hop regardless of whether we like it or not. Like, it is a part of hip-hop and it entertains people.
It is interesting because there are, well, I'm thinking about Pusha T and Drake, of course, that as well, but because sometimes truthful things are said, but sometimes it just replicates some sides of the genre that a lot of people are worry about anywhere, think about anywhere, or have some issues with anyway. And along those lines, like the hypersexualization of women of color particularly has been rife in popular culture, you know, imagery and ideas that many people consider misogynistic have also sort of been a part of it. Do you feel that you need to answer to that or have something to say about that? Is that, do you feel like that's something you have a have to do or not? What do you think?
I think because of the art that I make, people expect me to be outspoken about it. And also because of the way I present myself, people are like, well, she's always wearing button-ups, so she must be anti the sexualization of women in the industry, which I am, if that's not what those women truly want for themselves. But I think what I would like to see, I don't know if I want myself to be the artist who is that or just something else in general, but I would just like to see more of the variety I was talking about with women in hip-hop on a larger scale. Like, everyone knows Cardi B's name. I would like to also exist in a world where, like, Tierra Whack will be as famous as Cardi B, or da-da-da-da-da. Do you know what I mean? So it just, there's something to offset. So there's just not one mono image of a woman. And I think right now, on the TV scale of things, on the red carpet, that's what we're seeing. And that kind of sucks. It kind of sucks when there's just only one of anything. Even if it just were only one of me, that would suck. Like, we need to exist in multitudes.
That was Fatima Warner, a.k.a. No Name. Her latest album is Room 25.
Made me look like Reverend. Made me look like Regal. Southside abandoned. I swear I look so regal. I swear I look so regal. Made my wrong turn right. Made my fist turn heaven. May the Lord be with me. Made me look like Reverend. Made me look like Regal. Southside abandoned, I swear I look so regal, I swear I look so regal. Oh, my baby got to know me, I'm looking like I'm the homie. I'm tatted from head to shoulder, I'm colder when he don't hold me. I'm warmer inside the casket, basket atop my head.